Things are going well. As I say, yeah, the first rider went off at 5 o'clock this morning. So it's been a long day for competitors. At the minute, we were starting to see some of the people who have done the 222, 222-kilometre race. So we have a number of them finished at the minute. At the minute, unofficially, Fergus Callaghan was the fastest rider over the 222-kilometre distance, finishing just in over 7 hours, followed by Adam Spear, around about 9 or 10 minutes behind there. And third was Declan Ferry from the Rosses. So that's the first three we have in at the minute over the 222 distance. And we still have competitors out on course for the 333 and the 555 individual and team at the minute.
Brilliant stuff indeed. Brilliant stuff indeed. And Michael, it's the ninth year of this event, and in terms of interest and the popularity of the event, is it fair for me to say it's growing year on year?
Yeah, it has. Look, I think any organiser from any sport around the country would have recognised that trying to get people involved post-COVID to any kind of race, be it competitive or a participation event, has been quite difficult, where numbers are down and it's taken a little while to come back. But I think we're blessed here, and we probably don't value the wide Atlantic way we have here, and the scenery and the rugged terrain that we have, and that's something that the competitors really enjoy, the toughness of the event. It's something that people, maybe not afterwards, but they accept the challenge and really want to get their teeth into something like this. So, yeah, we have a big new year next year. We're 10th year anniversary, so we plan to begin preparations on Tuesday morning for a big event next year, and we kind of weren't too sure this year whether it was going to go ahead, but from the numbers that we had, over 100, nearly close to 120 people signing up between solos and individuals, teams, two-person, four-person teams. So yeah, the event is definitely growing, and we can, I think, definitely aspire to have this event well over 200 competitors, hopefully for next year, and that'll be our kind of target, to try and include as many different kind of people from a participation point of view, and obviously from people who want to race and take up the challenge and get round this as fast as possible. But today has been, I would say, one of the most challenging as well. If you look out your window, you might think the sun is shining and the temperatures are nice, but the wind has been really, really challenging for the riders today. Once they turned there, most of them out and running in a show and had a tailwind, but once they turned up round Malin Head there, that's been a blockhead one the whole way back to Letterkenny. And for some of them, that may be the finish, but for a lot of them, they go past and head towards Rathmullen, down that direction, and do all of that end of the county before heading towards Killybegs direction, Donegal Town, which will be a head one for the next. Yeah, we'll be here to the early hours of the morning, waiting for every competitor to come across the line. So yeah, the race is definitely going from strength to strength, and again, we hope to welcome even more participants from Ireland and abroad, which we've had over the years, to enjoy the Donegal Ultra Race across the Wild Atlantic Way.
Michael, before I let you go, in terms of the 555K competitors, at least 20 hours to compete this challenge. So I can imagine the training schedule for these are intense, to say the least.
Yeah, 20 hours was a decent time, especially in today's kind of conditions. The record is below that for sure. But training for this, yeah, anybody that undertakes it, be it from a performance competitive side or just someone who's looking to complete the distance over 555 kilometres in any part of the country or the world on a flat surface, that would be quite an achievement. But the ruggedness again and the conditions and the roads that we have in here and Donegal is one of the challenging elements of the event, and definitely I think one of the hardest kind of ultra races that we have within the country. But again, one of the most beautiful and one of the most scenic, and you'll have people out supporting across the whole of the county, be it 2 a.m, 2 p.m, or any time of the day. You'll find a friendly face along the way, and I think that's what people come back for. It's the people, it's the camaraderie, it's the social element of it. It's all them little bits and pieces that help people get to a point to get them across the line to the very end. So yeah, the training involved in this is, as you can imagine, just to complete something like this is challenging for obvious reasons that people aren't full-time athletes. They've got jobs, responsibilities and commitments outside of cycling their bike. So, for anyone to achieve this is a massive, massive feat.